Recently, I volunteered to judge a public speaking tournament where my daughter was competing. Sitting in the high school library with at least 50 other judges, I anxiously waited for the coordinators to call my name, a situation that, over the years, has elicited anxiety, embarrassment, even annoyance. I don't mind anymore if someone reads my name and butchers it. Really, I don't. Everywhere except Hungary, which my parents fled after the failed anti-communist revolution of 1956, I expect them to butcher it. But when the coordinator stumbled upon the ballot with my name on it, she blurted, "Oh no, here we go. This one's going to be tough. I don't even want to try. It looks Polish or something." I knew it was mine. Not saying anything, I just walked over and took the sheet, but my frown must have given its own speech. I'm disappointed that I let myself get upset again about a name that stands for pride in my parents' struggle to resist assimilation and to pass on their language and culture to their ungrateful teenagers. But I'm not only Hungarian. I am also a proud American. The coordinator's misguided but well-intentioned approach to a simple name implies that I am different, not from here, and so complicated a name we're not even going to try. But I am no outsider. I attended the very high school where she was just a guest that day. When I was 16 and exasperated with my parents, I asked, "Why didn't you just name me Jennifer?" And their answer, then and now, "So that everyone knows your family is Hungarian and you can tell them about 1956. Years later, at a newly opened Starbucks in Budapest, I ordered one of the first tall lattes. The barista asked for my name. "Reka," I said. I was not asked to repeat my name. She didn't ask me how to spell it or where I was from. She just thanked me and moved on to the next customer. With a perspective, this is Reka Pignitsky, or Pignitsky Reka.